Today's daf is Beis Daf Yud Gimel, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis Ushbezichne de Rava Bar Rav Chanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Basmecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Chaim Moshe Ben Frumit, Chaim Moshe Ben Esther, and Tamar Bas Chasida Frumit Rivka. Today's daf is also being learned Leilui Nishmas Tzvi Chanoi Henech Ben Yechiel Mechel. So yesterday, the second part of the daf discussed another machloikis b'Shamay and b'Shilol in Hilchis Yontif. The machloikis was whether one is allowed to give matnos kohuna to a koyin on Yontif, or one is not allowed to give matnos kohuna to a koyin on Yontif. And really, this machloikis b'Shamay and b'Shilol starts one step earlier, and that is there was a takonas chazal that you're not allowed to be mafrish any matnos kohuna on Shabbos or on Yontif. Midei Raisa, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to. It doesn't involve any of the Lamates Melachis. Stating that, Chazal said that being that in certain instances, until you're Mafresh Matnes Kahuna, you're not allowed to benefit from the food that you have. It's only afterwards that you're allowed to. Comes out then that being mafresh, the matnes kohuna, in a way is being mesakein. It's fixing, it's improving the food that you have. It's taking it from being in a state where you can eat it to being in a state where you can eat it. And as a result, nirikim mesakein mana, Chazal said that this is not something you're supposed to do. So for example, you can't be mafresh trumas, you can't be mafresh maises. These are all things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yontif, and it's all midrabban. It's stating that there are two exceptions to the rule, and that is hafroshas chala and the zroya lichayayim and kev, that a person has to give a koyin from every single animal, even chulin, that he shechs. And the reason that these two things are different is because these two things are things that you can become chayiv in on Yontif. Meaning, the thing that triggers the chayiv chala and the melacha that triggers the chiyuv zroya lechayayim and keva are things that you can do on Yontif. And being that the chiyuv can come about on Yontif, therefore Chazal felt that we're not going to be geyser. If you're allowed to do the melacha that leads to the chiyuv, you'll be allowed to be mafresh as well. So, chala. What makes one chayiv and chala? Gilgalisa, it's rolling the dough. It's some stage in the preparation of the dough that triggers the chayiv chala, being that you're allowed to prepare dough on Yontif, so therefore you're allowed to be mafresh chala as well. When you chayiv in zroya lechayayim and keva, after you do shchita. Shchita is one of the melachis that are oichel nefesh. As a result, you're allowed to do it on Yontif. You're allowed to do it on Yontif. You'd be allowed to be mafresh the zroya lechayayim and keva as well. In contrast, for example, to truma and meiser, where when do you become chayiv in truma and meiser? When you complete the work in the field with the truma and meiser, or with the peiros from which you're going to be mafresh trumas and meisers, that melacha is from the lamites melachis. Those are things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. They're also things you're not allowed to do on Yontif. So it comes that the chiyuv will never come about on Shabbos or Yontif, and it's for that reason that even on Yontif, despite the fact that you can be mafresh chala, and despite the fact that you can be mafresh zroya lechayayim and keva, you can't be mafresh truma and meisers and some other matnes kuna as well. That was the backdrop to yesterday's daf. From there, we had a machloikis b'shamim b'sol, and we had a major machloikis tanom, what exactly the machloikis b'shamim b'sol was, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Acherim. But the bottom line is, do we say that just like you're not allowed to give trumas or maestres to a koyin, in addition to not being able to be mafresh trumas or maestres, so too, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to give chala and zroya l'chayim and keva to a koyin either? Or do we say that there's a difference between chumas and maestres and chala zroya l'chayim and keva? Because chumas and maestres, you can't be mafresh. If I can't be mafresh, maybe that's why I can't give it. As opposed to the zroya l'chayim and the keva, where those are, and chala, which are things that I can't be mafresh. If I can't be mafresh, so maybe those are things that I'd be able to give to the koyin as well. Lemaskana, what came out was that the Gemara said that Talach is like Rabbi Yossi's version in the Machloikis B'Shamim B'Sol, and Rabbi Yossi's version of the Machloikis B'Shamim B'Sol was that everybody agrees that you're allowed to give Chala and you're allowed to give the Zroi L'Chaim and Keva to a Kohen. The Machloikis B'Shamim B'Sol was, according to Rabbi Yossi, whether you're allowed to give Truma to a Kohen as well. Bishamai said, you can't be mafresh Shlomo, can't be mafresh Meisters, so you can't give it to a Kohen. Bishillel is Mekel, and here too they were Mekel, and they said, it's true, you can't be mafresh the Trumas of Meisters, but if you want to give it to a Kohen, you'd be able to give it to a Kohen. Either way, with that introduction, and really with that recap of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, so we segue into today's Daf, which very much picks up on that note. Zok de Gemara. Ush pezichne de Rava Barav Chanon. Havalei asuraisu de Chardala. So the host of Rava Barav Chanon. So Rava Barav Chanon was staying someplace on Yontif, and the host came to him and he asked him the following question. He had bundles of mustard pods. So these were pods in which the kernels of mustard grow. Amalei, he asked him, Ma'u lefruche umechom minayo biyantif. Am I allowed to take these pods and rub them with my fingers, cause the mustard kernels to come out, and then eat the kernels? The question was, is he allowed to do this, or is he not allowed to do this? So the Gemara says, Lehava biyade, he didn't know the answer. Also, the Kami de Rava, he came to Rava, Amalei, Rava told him, Moyu lemalilois umafarchim kitnis biyantif. He said, you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to take ears of grain, you're allowed to rub them with your hands and take the kernels of grain out. Additionally, you're allowed to take kitnis. So kitnis, we know what it is, of Pesach fame, but these are, in English, legumes. There's thousands of different types, whether it's beans, or whether it's peas, or edamamis, whatever it might be. But these are just examples of kitnias. And Rava said, those are things that you'd be allowed to do on Yontif as well. So before we get into Rava Shita, what was the Shaila? I mean, what would be the Tutsdadim? You're allowed to be Moilo Melilois on Yontif, or you're not allowed to be Moilo Melilois on Yontif? First of all, why would you think you're not allowed to? Obviously, there's a thought that maybe you're doing some sort of malacha. So Rashi said, the malacha would be Dash. What you're doing is, you're removing something from its container. You're removing the kernel from its husk. That's mamish one of the lametas malachas. So you would think that maybe it's the malach of dash, and based on that, it wouldn't be okay. Okay, so what's the tzad that you can do it? It's malachas eichel nefesh. You're doing it for food. You want to eat it. Malachas eichel nefesh is mutar on yantif. Okay, so that's a very good taino. So if it's malachas eichel nefesh, so what's the tzad that you shouldn't be able to do it? So that's really based on something that we're going to see more in tomorrow's daf, and something that we'll become a little bit more acquainted with as we move along in Masechtas Beah, and that is, there is a halacha that says that the only time you're allowed to do malacha seichel nefesh on Yontif is if the malacha that you're doing, you couldn't have done before Yontif. Or, said a little differently, you could have done it before Yontif, but had you done it before Yontif, it wouldn't be as geschmack when you are actually benefiting from it on Yontif as it is if you would do it now. So for example, you can cook before Yontif, but if you cook on Yontif, the food is fresh, and as a result, you're going to enjoy it a little bit more. So there's a halacha within the world of malacha seichel nefesh that says that even if something is a malacha seichel nefesh, but at the same time, to the extent that it's something that you could have done before Yontif, it could be you don't have the heter of malacha seichel nefesh. So therefore, the tzad that you would not be able to do it, even though it's malacha seichel nefesh, is because you could have rubbed the kidneys out of its husk, out of its pods before Yontif. You didn't have to do it on Yontif. Okay, so what was the other tzad? Meaning, what was the shayla then? So far, this is elementary. It's a malacha, but it's malacha seichel nefesh, but it's malacha seichel nefesh that you could have done before Yontif. So Rashi says, the reason there was a shayla was, is because this is dash, but it's dash kalachayat. This is not the traditional way of doing dash. This is not the way the farmers do it. This is not the way it's done commercially. And as a result, this is not a dash dairaisa. It's a dash with a shinoi. And therefore, it's only a dash derabanan. So that was the shayla. Bing! That really, it's a malacha seichel nefesh. And it's only a dash derabanan. Maybe the rabbanan said that, bing, that at the end of the day, it's yontif, it's not Shabbos, and there's an eichel nefesh component, we're going to allow you to do it. Or maybe no. Kol the tikkun rabbanan kein dairaisa tikkun. And if at the end of the day, this is a dash derabanan, so the malacha derabanan follows the gedarim of the malacha deraisa. And just like a malacha deraisa, even if it's eichel nefesh, but if you could have done it before Yontif and you're not compromising any of the quality by doing it before Yontif, the halach is, it's okay. That means you have to do it before Yontif and you cannot do it on Yontif. So maybe the dash derabanan would be the same thing. But either way, this was the question. So this ushpezichne derava barav chanan came with a very intelligent question. And this is what he wanted to know. His question was that this is a malacha derabanan, it's a malacha soichel nefesh that I could have done before Yontif. Do we say that even by derabanans, where it's a malacha soichel nefesh that I could have done before Yontif, the halachas I can't do it on Yontif or not? And bottom line is, after that long-winded explanation for what the question was, so Rava said very succinctly, moilulin melilois umefarchin kitnias beyontif. In other words, Rava said, no worries. This is something that you're allowed to do. It's only an Issad Rabbanon, it's Yantif, it's Eichel Nefesh. True, you could have done it before Yantif. That's when you're dealing with Dairaisis. But this is the Rabbanon, and this is something you're allowed to do. But the Gemara says, Eisvei Abaya. So Abaya right away came and he asked Akasha. Akasha from the Toisefta, Hamoilo Melilas Me'erev Shabbos. If someone was being Moilo Melilas, again, he's rubbing with his fingers the kernels out of grains on Erev Shabbos. Lamacha, when it comes Shabbos, if he wants to now eat the grain, the problem is that after you rub the kernel out of the grain, so there's going to be a taruvah. So you can have a little bit of chaff, a little bit of husk, a little bit of kernel. In English, there's going to be oichel and psoilis. There's going to be the food that you want to eat, and there's going to be the food that you don't want to eat. Now, you can't do boirer, you can't do zaira, you can't do merake. These are some of the lamates melachis that would involve separating things. So, is there a workaround? So the Brisa says, yeah. The next day on Shabbos, menafech miyad liyad. What you could do is you could take it and move it from one hand to the other, to the other, back to the other, and eventually at some point, all the chazirai that you don't want is going to end up going by the wayside. You'll be left with the oichel, and you'll be able to eat it. You can use a funnel, can use a plate, meaning you can use a utensil to do this. If you want to do it with your hand, just throw it from one hand to the other, this is something you're allowed to do. But if you want to start using kalim, even though the kanin and the tamchi are not the kalim that were traditionally used for these purposes, usually you use a sieve of some sorts, but it doesn't matter, it's Shabbos, and we're very machmer, and if you want to use a kanin and a tamchi, it's not going to be okay. I'm malilis me'erev yantif. What if somebody was being malilis erev yantif? Lamachar, now it's yantif, and you're in the same exact predicament. So you would think, what do you mean? It's malachas eichel nefesh. No, it's not, because I could have done it before yantif. So mean that I could have done it before yantif, the fact that it's malachas eichel nefesh doesn't allow me to suddenly do bayer on yantif. Bayer on yantif is a sugya. We're going to see more about it in tomorrow's nach. So either way, so this person is in this situation. So what should he do? If he wants, he could separate it by moving it from one hand to the other. Additionally, the Braille says, if he wants to use this funnel and this plate that on Shabbos you're not allowed to use, that's also okay. What you're not allowed to use is a tavlo, that's a very large plate. You're not allowed to use sieves because that's too bayerdig, and that's something already that you're not allowed to do. But Abaye said, we don't need the bayer aspect of this Braille. Abaye turns to Rava and he says, look at this Braille. So the Braise is discussing someone that was Moilu Melilois. And now he has Eichel Amzailis. And there's a Bayer problem. What do you do? Shabbos Hazai, Yontif Hazai. You can never really do Bayer, but there's workarounds. And we're more lenient on Yontif than we are on Shabbos. But the Braise went out of its way to say that when was this person Moilu Melilois? Erev Shabbos. Erev Yontif. So Abaye made a diik. He said, let's talk about Yontif. May Erev Yontif in be Yontif lie. Why do you have to do it on Erev Yontif? He could have done it on Yontif. According to you, Rava, what's the problem with doing it on Yontif? You're going to tell me because it's a malachma that you could have done before Yontif, but you just said that being that it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan. So over there, the halach is omalach seichel nefesh is going to be mutter. But I'll go upon him. Abaye told Rava, it's mefurish, not like your psak. So the Gemara says that Rava told Abaye, I hear, it's a good kasha, you have to say afilu teim but Yontif. Really, the Braisa could have said that you could have done it on Yontif. So why did the Braisa say Erev Yontif? I did the Tana Reisha, may Erev Shabbos, because the Braisa is telling me halach not just regarding Yontif, it's also telling me halacha regarding Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the halacha of Moilu Melilos has to be talking about someone that was Moilu Melilos Erev Shabbos, because you can't be Moilu Melilos on Shabbos, because that's an Issa d'Rabbanan, and there's no hetter for Eichel Nefesh. So being that the case of Moilu Melilos for Shabbos was talking about someone that was a Moilu Melilos Erev Shabbos, so Tana Seifa Nami Me Erev Yontif. So the Seifa was consistent, and it's not Erev Yontif. Sometimes the Braisa prefers consistency over teaching me the greatest novelty. This is one of the Yesoidis in Introduction to Talmud Bavli. That sometimes that's what the Tana preferred. Sometimes the Tana wants to tell you the biggest chiddush. He wants to knock your socks off. And sometimes the Tana is looking for symmetry. He's looking for everything to be tishtim. So, I'm telling you Allah about Shabbos and Yontif. And in Shabbos, it had to be Erev Shabbos. And Yontif was also Erev Yontif. But Rava said, Anachinami, if the Tana, the Braisa, was coming to tell me the biggest chiddush in the world, he would have told me you could be Moilu Melilos and Yontif. Because in reality, you can be Moilu Melilos and Yontif. But then the Gemara asks a kasha, and this kasha is going to segue us through most of the daf, and this kasha is going to connect yesterday's daf and the introduction to today's daf to today's daf. And that is Vayta the Gemara kasha. Im kein, if that's true that you're allowed to be Moilu Melilos and Yontif, that was Rava's Psak Halacha, Matzinu Tshumo Shezakoi Baramasa. That means it should be possible for a person to make his tefuah be chayiv in truma on Yontif. And the Tana, now we learned in our Mishnah, that it's never possible for a person to be mafresh truma on Yontif, and it's never possible for a person to create a situation on Yontif where now he's going to be chayiv and truma. And the cheshbon is very pashat. The cheshbon is that there's no chiyuv to be mafresh truma from tfuah until the tfuah was already nigmar malachti. And really, we should have spoken this out in the beginning of the daf, because this is very much an introduction to the daf, in a way. And that is, when are you chayiv to be mafresh trumas of maestros from your tfuah? It's once it's nigmar malachti. So once all the malacha was complete in the field with your tfuah, that's when you chayiv in trumas of maestros midei raisa. Until it was nigmar malachti, there's no chayiv trumas of maestros midei raisa. That's a very big chiddush. That means we know you're not allowed to eat from your tefuah until you're mafresh trumas ha'maisris. If you do, you violated the issa tevel. Tevel comes with it a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. It's very, very intense. It's very chomer. So if you're telling me that there's no chiyuv trumas ha'maisris until it's nigmar malachdoi, that means there's no chiyuv misa. That means there's no tevel. And the truth is, you are midai raisa, allowed to eat from tefuah that you weren't mafresh trumas ha'maisris yet from, as long as it wasn't nigmar Malachte. Once it's nigmar malachte, that's when it becomes tevel. Stating that, the Rabbanon came and they were machmer. And they said that that's true. However, mid the Rabbanon, we're not going to allow you to eat achilas kva unless you're mafresh trumas u'maisris, even if it wasn't nigmar malachte. So you want to work around with this din day rice, it's true. But to sit down and to be kaveh suda, whatever definition of achilas kva is, that's not something you're allowed to do. For achilas aroi, it's going to be okay. But to do an achilas kva, that's something that's not going to be fine. But here's the point. You're not chayiv in trumas u'maisris until it was nigmar malachte. Now this person that's being moilul melilois on yontif, these melilois that he has right now, he wasn't mafresh trumas u'maisris from yet. How do we know? Because it wasn't chayim in trumas u'maisris yet. How do you know? Because it's still inside its pod. It's still inside its husk. Which means there was no chiyuv yet to be mafresh trumas u'maisris. If there was no chiyuv to be mafresh trumas u'maisris, then l'chayra, he wasn't mafresh trumas u'maisris. So when Rava said that you could be moilam alilas ayantav, what's he really telling you? He's telling you a chiddush in melechus haichol nefesh, for sure. That's everything we've talked about up until this point. But he seems to be saying, agav, another chiddush. He seems to be telling you that you will be able to be mafresh truma. Because if you're not going to be able to be mafresh truma, then how are you going to eat it? So, bal karchach, it's obvious, it's inevitable that you're going to be able to be mafresh truma. The problem is the Mishnah said not that way. The Mishnah, when it made the distinction between chala, Israel, chayim, and kev on the one hand, and between truma on the other hand, which distinction? That you're allowed to give the chala, the Israel, chayim, and kev to a kohen. But the truma, that's already a whole shayla if you're allowed to give it to the kohen or not. We said, what's the difference? We said the difference is, loyim amartim betruma she'en izakoy baramasa. Taimru b'matona she'zakoy baramasa. Truma, you can't be mafresh on yontif. So if you can't be mafresh on yontif, so too you can't give the truma to a kohen on yontif. As opposed to the chala and the zroi l'chaim and kevi, these are things you can't be mafresh on yontif. As a result, you can give it to the kohen. Rava seems to say that from the fact that you could be moil melilas on yontif, bal karcha could be mafresh truma. If you could be mafresh truma, how does it stim with the halacha of the Mishnah? That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara says, like kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, maybe that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda, this is not going to be a kasha. What do we mean? The Tanya went to the Braisa. Hich nishi balim lasis mehen isa. If somebody took Shibalin, he took his grain and he brought it into his house. And the reason he brought it into his house was because he wanted to make dough from it. So Nalach is Oichel Me'en Aroi. You're allowed to eat an Achilas Aroi. Upater. And you're not going to have to be Mafrish. Trumas u'maisris. Why? Because being that it's still in the state of shibalin, so you didn't finish doing all the work with it, until you finish doing the work with it, you're not chayiv in trumas u'maisris. So therefore, if you want to eat an achilas aroi, that's okay. That's like we just said. Midday rice, you're not chayiv in trumas u'maisris at all. Midday rabbanon, you can't eat an achilas kva, but achilas aroi, that's something you're allowed to do. L'moilulim b'malilais. Let's say you brought it inside your house, but the reason you brought it into your house was not to make dough. You're not looking to make challah, but rather you're going to snack on it. You're going to take the kernels out of the pods, and that's how you're going to eat it. Rebbe Mechayev. Rebbe says that you're going to be chayev to be mafresh truma. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda poiter. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says you actually don't even have to give maaser. So according to Rebbe, if you're going to eat it in that state, you have to be mafresh trumas u'maisris. According to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, you don't. Now, why does Rebbe hold you have to? Because Rebbe holds that even though usually when you prepare grain, there's a lot more work to do, but that's if you're making challah from it, for example. But if you're going to just snack on it, so you're done. This is what you're doing. You're eating the little thing that comes out of the pod. And as a result, being that that's what I'm eating, there's nothing more to do. So if there's nothing more to do, this is the Gemara Malach. If this is the Gemara Malach, therefore, I'm going to be chayev right now. And Trumas Amayas says, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds his potes, because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that grain is never chayev in Trumas Amayas unless you do the all the work with it. But if you stomp, pull it out of its kernel, that's out of its husk, that's not going to be enough for you to be chayav. But what's the point? What's the short answer of what the Gemara is saying is? It comes at the point of Rabbi Yehuda, if somebody's Moilu Malias, he's not chayav in Trumas HaMaisers. So what was the raya from Rava, not like the Mishnah? What's the kash on Rava? Rava, you're telling me you're allowed to be Moilu Malias on Yontif. If you're Moilu Malias on Yontif, you're going to have to be Mafa Trumas HaMaisers. I thought you're not allowed to be Mafa Trumas HaMaisers on Yontif. The Mishnah said you can't be Mafa Trumas HaMaisers on Yontif. And for the Gemara, why are you assuming you're going to have to be Mafa Trumas HaMaisers? Maybe the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, there is a Shitas Rebbe that holds you have to be Mafa Trumas HaMaisers. Oh, but the fact that there's a Mishnah doesn't have to be Rebbe. Maybe the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you don't have to be Mafa Trumas HaMaisers if you're Moilu Malias. If you don't have to be Mafa Trumas HaMaisers, if you're Moilu Malias, so therefore it's not going to be a Kasha. But the Gemara has a follow. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Nami Mishkachasa. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible. Going to Hichne Shibalim, lastly, Mehen Isa. If somebody brought Shibalim into his house, and the reason he brought the Shibalim into his house was because he wanted to make dough. And then he changed his mind. L'moylulon b'yontif. On yontif, he changed his mind. He said, instead of making dough, I'm just gonna pull the seeds out. That's what I want to eat. The halach is the tavlo b'yoyme. It becomes tavel. And even Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds, in this case, you're gonna be chayiv in Trumas HaMaisers. Now, what's the reason for this halacha? So, ayin sham. But the point is, that is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What's the kasha? The kasha is that you see that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda also would have a tzir and a hechatimtza where now you'd be chayiv in Trumas HaMaisers on Yontif, and that you'd be able to be mafresh Trumas HaMaisers on Yontif. And again, just to explain this a little bit better, why are you not allowed to be mafresh Trumas HaMaisers on Yontif? You can be mafresh Chala, you can be mafresh Zoy L'chaim and Kevo. So why can't you be mafresh Trumas HaMaisers? The reason is because it's shaykh to become chayiv in Chala on Yontif. It's shaykh to be chayiv, become chayiv in Zoy L'chaim and Kevo on Yontif. You can do Gilgalis on Yontif, you can do Shchit on Yontif, but you can't become chayiv in Trumas HaMaisers on Yontif, because traditionally becoming chayiv in Trumas HaMaisers means doing malach in the field, malach that you're not allowed to do. But if even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a time where you could be Moilu Malilus on Yontif and then be chayiv in Trumas HaMaisers. So that means that it's possible to become chayiv in Trumas HaMaisers on Yontif, even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, means according to everybody a chayiv. If you can't be Moilu Malilus on Yontif, okay, you can't be Moilu Malilus on Yontif. But if you're telling me that you can't be Moilu Malilus on Yontif, if you could be Moilu Malilus on Yontif, it's possible by being Moilu Malilus that you will suddenly trigger a chayiv of Trumas HaMaisers. And if you trigger a chayiv of Trumas HaMaisers on Yontif, you should be allowed to be Mafish Trumas HaMaisers on Yontif. And the Mishnah said it's never possible to be Mafish Trumas HaMaisers on Yontif. So Hajj Kushal Aduchte, according to Rabbi, you can be Moilu Malilus. So Lachur, why isn't true that you never Mafish Trumas HaMaisers? So the Gemara says, Elamai Truma Roiv Truma. The Gemara revisits the question, and the Gemara says that when the Mishnah said that it's not possible to ever have a din where you're going to be Mafresh Truma on Yontif, it's not true. Roiv cases, that's not the way it is. But there actually are some. Chala, you're always Chayv and Chala. What makes you Chayv and Chala, you could always is something you could do on Yontif. Zoril Chayv and Kev, it's always Shchita. Shchita, you could always do on Yontif. Most situations where you have Tfuah and you're going to be Chayv and Trumas HaMaisers, the Chayv Trumas HaMaisers is going to come about how? By something that you weren't allowed to do on Yontif. So most situations are situations that you weren't allowed to do on Yontif. And Chanami, there are some that you could do on Yontif, but the point of the Mishnah is still a good point. That you want to know why there's a difference between giving Chal, Zoril Chayv and Kev, Derkoyim, versus giving Truma, Zoril Chayv and Kev, Chal, these are things that it's Yontif just like it's Chayil. It's something you could always be Chayiv on Yontif, therefore you could be Mafish, you can give it to the Kayin. And Truma, yeah, there are a few situations, a far-fetched scenario where you're Moilu Malilus, sounds like it wasn't so Shchiach, but right cases, it's not like that, and therefore the distinction that we have is still in play. Either way, so we just mentioned the Machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. What was the Machloikis? If somebody took ears of grain, he brought it into his house. The purpose of it was l'moylulon b'malilois. What he wants to do is instead of making challah from it, instead of making a cake from it, what he wants to do is he's just going to pull the kernels out and he's going to snack on them. That's what he wants to do. So the question is, are you chayv in Trumas HaMaisers? Are you not chayv in Trumas HaMaisers? Rebbe Mechayv, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Paiter. Rebbe said you chayv, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said you potter. And again, what's the background to this halacha? You're not chayv in Trumas HaMaisers unless you do all the work in the field with the tefuah. Traditionally, doing the work in the field with the tefuah would mean doing all the lametas malachas, doing everything. when you have the grains of yerd, you would do dosh, and then you would be teichin it. You would there's a whole bunch of things that you still need to do. But the point is that these are things that you're not doing when you're moivel melilas. Hence the question: do we say that for me this is the gemar melacha? This is what I want to do. So I should be chayv in shumas amaisus. Or do we say no? There's a din that dagon has its traditional way of the way it's supposed to happen. So Rabbi Mechayev and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Paita. So Amr Abaya said machloikis. The machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda was only b'shibalin. The machloikis was dafka with ears of grain. Avu b'kitnius. But as it relates to kitnius, legumes, divrei akal, everybody agrees, is suraisa tavla. That even when it's in bundles, it could become tavel. And if your intention is to be moil malilois, once you moil the malilois at that point, talach is you're already going to be chai. Meaning the whole Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda shita was only by shibalim. It was only by ears of grain. But as it relates to kitnius, there's no such halacha. Now, what's the difference between the two? So Rashi says that the difference is that machlokes b'shibalim, reading it inside, b'hanuhu de pater Rabbi Yosef. That's Rabbi Yosef said pater de ruban ledisha. Because most of Shibalin, you end up threshing in the threshing fields. And as a result, that's the traditional Gemar. And being that you're not doing that now, you're not going to be chayvin shumas and maizos. Avo kitni is Rashi. Yesh mei adam harbe she'in chayv denoy san yachad. Elo kidei k'tei rasan. A lot of people don't do that. Leficha chachnaf sasan b'chavilim zeu garnon. Putting it into the bundle, that's already enough to make it tevel. And therefore, if you're mayo malilos, at this point, you're already going to be chayv. So again, what was Abayis Chiddush? Abayis Chiddush is that the whole Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda was only said by dagon. It was said by grain. But as it relates to kitnius, which are chayv and shumas and maizos as well, over there, this halach is not true. I think maybe we have a raya. Tabayis chedesh. Micha ilay chavile tilson shel tevel. If somebody had bundles of tilson, so tilson is fenugreek of Rosh Hashanah fame. So if someone had bundles of fenugreek and the bundles were tevel, hareze koitesh, he should crush them. Umechashiv kamazer yeshbem, and he should try to estimate, take a good guess of how much seeds is inside the fenugreek. Umafresh ala zera, and he should be mafresh truma, veini mafresh ala eitz, and he doesn't have to be mafresh on the wood. That's the psilos. That's the part of the fenugreek that usually you don't eat. So for that, you don't have to be mafresh. So we're saying a whole bunch of things over here. You have bundles of fenugreek of tevel. That's number one. Number two, you're going to be mafresh truma. How are you going to be mafresh truma? You're going to be mechashev. You're going to estimate. What do you mean you're going to estimate? Isn't there a cheshbin? No. Meiser is 10%, Trumas Meiser is 10%, Meiser Sheini is 10%. There's numbers, but when it comes to Truma, Chita Achas Peteres HaSakri, and there are certain numbers that are suggested that you're supposed to give, and that is something that you could do with an estimate. But there is no science to what the number is, and as a result, there's a concept that you could be Mechashev. And then finally, the Mishnah says, you should only Cheshbin the Zera, only Cheshbin the seed, no Cheshbin the wood, no Cheshbin the eitz. But the bottom line is, you know what you see from here? You see from here that you have bundles of a plant, and the bundles are tevel. How the bundles tevel? It can't be tevel yet. It's not tevel until you thresh it. It's not tevel until you do all the malachas. So you see from here that there is a concept that sometimes something can be tevel even if you didn't do all the malacha. Now, where did you see this concept? Oh, Rebbe. Rebbe said that if someone takes shibolin and his intention of the shibolin is lemoyla limba melilois, you're going to rub out the kernels at mechayev. At that point, you're already going to be chayev in shumas amaisus. I never finished doing all the threshing in the field. Doesn't matter. That is the gemar melacha. And as a result, at that point, you're going to be chayev. So we see that there is such a concept where I don't want to go through this whole geshaft where you could be chayev in shumas amaisus early. And that's essentially what the bride is saying. But the Gemara says, maybe this Bryce is a right Tabaya. Why? Because my love is Rabbi Yehuda. The Bryce doesn't say anything about Rabbi. It doesn't say anything about anybody. So maybe the Gishmak to say that maybe the Tana of the Bryce is going according to everybody. And it's going even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Hasam Loi Tavlo, who said that if someone takes Shibalim, he brings it into his house, and his intention is Lomoylov and Malilis. So what's the halacha, Rabbi Yosef, the Paiter? Rabbi Yosef said that you're not going to be Chayiv. Why? Because at the end of the day, you didn't do the work in the field. But over here, when it comes to Chavile Tilson, he says even in the bundles, it can already be Tavel. I thought Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you actually have to do the work. The Teretz is Hacha Tivla, because here we're dealing with kidneys. We're not dealing with shibolim. So isn't this a riot to what Abaya said? Gemara says, "Loi, Rabbi, you know what's going to Rabbi Yehuda? If it's going to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, it's a great riot. But maybe it's going to Rabbi. Rabbi holds that there's always such a concept, and maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's never such a concept. Wait, Rabbi, if it's going to Rabbi, my ear, you tilson, I feel shibolim. So if it's Rabbi, then why are we talking about kidneys? We should have said it even by shibolim, and why should we have said it even by shibolim? Because shibolim's the bigger chiddush. Like we said, shibolim, most people don't are not moila melilas when it comes to shibalim. So if it's according to Rebbe, we should have said a big chiddush. Meaning, in the Gemara's argument now, you see why the Gemara had a havamina that was Rebbe Yehuda. Because if it's going according to Rebbe, say shibalim, it sounds like there's a tana somewhere that holds shibalim not, but tilson yeah. And the svar will be like Rashi said, tilson it's moshchiach, kidneyus it's moshchiach, as opposed to when it comes to shibalim. So the Gemara says elamai Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda. So you're going to tell me it's Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda. I still have a kasha lishamin and shamin and kidneyus. Then tell to me about other kidneys. The kolshkein tilson, and certainly tilson. What's the kolshkein? Ayin Rashi. Elo must be from the fact that we mentioned tilson. It's trichalei. Must be there's a special chiddush in tilson. And once we take assume there's a special chiddush in tilson, so we can say that that really is going according to Rebbe. And even according to Rebbe, we need to speak out the special chiddush in tilson. And what is the chiddush in tilson? I would have thought ha'ilvat hametzu period shava, being that the tilson is unique because the eitz and the pri both taste the same. The eitz actually tastes like the pri. So I would have thought lifresh nami ha'etz. I would have thought that there should be an obligation to be mafresh shumas ma'etzus on the eitz, just like you be mafresh on the pri kamashmon. That's the chiddush. Then you only have to be mafresh on the pri. You don't have to be mafresh on the eitz. The point is that lo'ilam, I'll tell you this. Braisa is going according to Rebbe. And Rebbe is the one that holds that if even Shibolim, if you're machnes at Lamoylam b'malila istalach, is going to be chamit shumas ma'is. Even though you didn't do all the work in the field, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, this is going to be enough for you to be chay. What was the question? It's going according to Rebbe. Talk about Shibolim. Why are you talking about Tilson? I'll tell you why we're talking about Tilson. There's a special chiddush in Tilson. Tilson, the eights taste like the pri. So you would have thought that maybe you have to be mafresh on the eights, just like you mafresh on the pri. Kamashmala for the pri, you have to be mafresh. For the eights, you don't have to be mafresh. Either way, this is the first version of Abaye's comment on the Machloikis Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. But Ikad Amri, some had another nusach of what Abaye had commented on the Machloikis Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Again, the Machloikis Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda was where someone takes ears of grain that usually get threshed, and usually there's a whole bunch of malachas that are done within the field. You took it and you brought it into your house. Why? Because you're just going to snack on the garanim that come out of it, right? That's basically what you want to eat. Rebbe Mechayev, Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Paita. Rebbe said Yechayev, Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda said Yepata. So in the first Lishna, what was Abaye's comment? The Chloikis was only by ears of grain, but by kidneys, like garanim, then you're not going to have that halacha. Ikad Amri, just the opposite. Amr Abaye, machloikis b'shibolim. The machloikis is b'shibolim, avo b'kidneys, just the opposite. Divri akol isuraisa loita. Again, machloikis was by shibolim. That's non-negotiable. But the question is, what about by kidneys? In the first lishna of Abaye, b'kidneys, everybody holds that it would be tevel. In the second version, when it comes to kidneys, everybody holds isuraisa loitavlo, that the only time it becomes tevel is after you actually agaymer the malacha, but simply putting it in a bundle, even if your intention is to keep it in the bundle and just rub out the kidneys, that in and of itself is not going to be enough for you to be chayiv and tevel. So the Gemara says, Meisave, I'll ask you a kasha. Now we have a very good kasha. Mishal lechavili tilson shal tevel. If somebody had done this, if anybody had tevel, is a kodesh mechashim, kamazari yesh ben mafashal zarvin mafashal eitz. This is the same brisa that we just brought a minute ago. Now here we have a problem. What's the problem? He have a mefurisha brisa that says tilson in bundles is considered tevel. Now if everybody holds that it's not considered tevel, even Rebbe holds that it's not considered tevel, so who's the Tana of the Braisa? But the Gemara immediately acknowledges a way out. My life, tevel tovel shachuma. Shouldn't we assume that when the Braisa refers to this as tevel, it means regular tevel? Tevel means you didn't give true, meaning you didn't give anything. Since real tevel, so you see it shaykh tevel by kidneys in bundles. Gemara says, loy. It's not what it means. But rather what it means is tevel tovel shal trumas meiser. It's not referring to the tevel of truma, but rather what it's referring to is tevel of trumas meiser ukid rabavo omer Rab Shimon ben Lakish, and it's assuming the chiddush of rabavo in the name of Rab Shimon ben Lakish. So first of all, what is trumas meiser? So when someone has tvua, you have to be mafresh a whole series of taxes. Number one, truma gedol it's called, that has to be given to the kohen. After that, you have to give meiser. Meiser is 10%. That's given to a levi. When the levi receives his meiser, he now has to be mafresh meiser min ha-meiser. The meiser min ha-meiser, the levi is mafresh, is also known as trumas meiser. It's also 10%. So it's called truma, but really it mirrors meiser. But here's the point. The point is the levi is not allowed to eat from his meiser until he's mafresh trumas meiser. So just like the Yisrael, the owner of the field, is not allowed to eat from his Peiros until he's mafresh truma and meiser, so to the levi that receives the meiser and has an obligation to be mafresh trumas meiser, now let it eat from his meiser until he's mafresh trumas meiser. So the Gemara says that this brisa that's talking about chavilei tilson that were tevel, It's talking about the Levi Hazza, and he got Meiser Rishon, but he wasn't Mafresh Trumas Meiser yet, and therefore it's going to be Tevel because he wasn't Mafresh Trumas Meiser, says the Gemara. But this only works according to what Rabbi Vol said in the name of Rish Lakish. So what did Rabbi Vol say in the name of Rish Lakish? Meiser Rishon Shektim B'Shibalin. If someone gave Meiser Rishon while it was in a state of Shibalin, Shmoy Toivloy L'Trumas Meiser. It's Chal Meiser Rishon, and it becomes now Tevel in the hand of the Levi until he gives Trumas Meiser. In other words, we're saying that really Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, everybody agrees that if you have bundles of kitnias, there's no chi of Trumas Meiser Midairaisa. If there's no chi of Trumas Meiser Midairaisa, it can't be Tevel. Midrabanan maybe, but Midairaisa, there's going to be no chi of Trumas Meiser. There's no question. And as a result, you can't have bundles of fenugreek that are Tevel. No such thing. Because fenugreek is kitnias, and when it's in bundles, that means you didn't thresh it yet. If you didn't thresh it yet, you weren't goymer the malacha, and if that's the case, it can't be chayev in trumas and maizos. Stating that, the Gemara says, it is possible for bundles of fenugreek to be chayev in, or to be tevel, in the hand of the Levi, if he received it as maizor rishon, but he didn't give trumas maizor yet. How's that possible? It's possible in the event that the Yisroel took the Trumas, he took the fenugreek, and he was Mafresh Meiser, and he gave it to the Levi. Once he's Mafresh the Meiser, and he gives it to the Levi, even though really he wasn't Chayev yet a Meiser, but the minute he gives it to the Levi, it's Chal Meiser, to the point that it's now Chal Trumas Meiser, and as a result, it's going to be Tevel. So you want to know where the Tevel was. We're not talking about Tevel for Meiser Rishon. We're talking about Tevel for Trumas Meiser, where the Meiser Rishon was already given, and now the Levi has it. He didn't give. There's a concept of Shmoy Toivloy L'Trumas Meiser, the Shem Meiser. The fact that you gave it as Meiser, that in and of itself makes him call Meiser. But the Gemara asks Akasha, Koyte Shlomoli. What did the Braisa say? The Bryson said, first you have to crush it, and then afterwards, you make an assessment of how much you have to give, and then you're mafresh. Afraid to Gemara, why should the Levi have to crush it? Why can't the Levi turn to the Kohen and say, ki hechi de yavuli, hachi yahiv nalach? I didn't get it crushed, so why do I have to give it to you crushed? Amar Rava, so Rava said, knasa, it's a knas. The reason is, it's a knas. Now, what was the knas? The knas was, because we're assuming that this Yisrael never gave Truma Gedoyla. And the reason we're assuming that is because it wasn't chayv in Truma Gedoyla yet. So therefore, the assumption is that he never gave Truma Gedoyla. Which then means, if he gave Maisa to the Levi, it means he gave the Maisa Rishon before he gave the Truma Gedoyla, which is something you're not supposed to do. So he gave the Maisa Rishon before he came to Truma Gedoyla. So the Levi took the Maisa Rishon before Truma Gedoyla was given, before it was even Chayv and Truma Gedoyla, before it was Chayv and Meiser. So you took it when you weren't supposed to have taken it. And it's true, you got it in this unfinished state. But Lameiser, you took it. When you're going to give it, you're going to give it in the right way. What do you mean? Why should I be? It's a knas. That's the way it's supposed to be. Tanya Nami Hochi, a Braisa that says it's Mefurish. Ben Levi Shanosle Shibolim, Ben Meiser Oysav. A Ben Levi that received his Meiser in the state of Shibolim, Oysa Oysan Goyern. He has to make it into a garden. He has to thresh it. Anovim, if he was given grapes, oisaisin, he has to make a wine. Zeizim, if he was given alz, oisaisin, he has to make it all. Umafishlem, trumas meiser, then he's mafish, trumas meiser, and oisin, lekoin. And he gives it to the kain. Shakshem, shakshem, and he tells us, element, agarim, and ayakim, and umin, ayakiv, just like truma gedoyla has to be given once it's all finished, and process, kach, trumas meiser, is the same thing. And he tells us, element, agarim, umin, ayakiv. But the bottom line is it's a mafurisha braisa that says that even after he gets it in a raw state, he would still have to finish processing it, and only then would he be able to give it. But how did we explain the braisa? The braisa that says that Misha Hoyle Chavile Tilson Shaltevel, Hariza Koite Shumachashiv Kamazer Yesh, Mafashal Azer, and Mafashal Eitz, is referring to the Levi that has Meiser Rishon, and he's giving his Trumas Meiser. And that's why it's Tevel, because again, we're going in Abaye's second Lishno, that nobody holds that there's a concept of Tevel by Kitnias when it's still in a state of Shibalin, even if it's bundled up. You have to finish the malach, you have to at the very least do dash, you have to thresh it. So if that's the case, so why is it that you would be chayiv here in giving Trumas and Meisers? Why is it Tevel? The Teretz is, it's in the hand of the Levi. But the Gemara has a kasha. Because if it's talking about Trumas Meiser, how do you read the whole Braisa? The Braisa said that, what are you supposed to do? you should be koitesh. We explained that. Umechashev. You should make an assessment. Make an assessment for Eita Gemara. Mechashev. Hamedidabai. You have to measure it. Chumas Meister is not mechashev. Chumas Meister is a percentage. It's 10%. So the Gemara says, Hamani Abba Olozer ben Gimelhi. It's Abba Olozer ben Gimel. Tanya Berlin Tereraisa. Abba Olozer ben Gimel Oimer. It says in the Torah, Venechshav lechem chumaschen. Bishtei chumas akasa vedab. It says chumaschen lashir rabbi. Achas chumas gedolim, achas chumas meiser. It's talking about two different types of chumas. It's talking about your conventional chumas. Talking about your chumas meiser. Shem shi chumas gedolim tell us ba'oimed ube machshava. And just like chumas gedolim is given ba'oimed with an assessment ube machshava, you could do it in your mind. You don't even have to verbal. It. So you see, there is a mandama that holds that chumas meiser could actually be done by oimed, and if that's the case, this brisa that says umechashev will be going according to Abba Elazar ben Gimel. So we're making a few major akimtes over here in this brisa. The first akimtes we're saying that when it refers to tevel, it means tevel for chumas meiser. The second akimtes that we're saying it's going according to Abba Elazar ben Gimel. So we talked a little bit about chumas meiser. We talked a little bit about the a lady that received Maiser Rishon before the Yisrael gave Truma Gedolah. So we're going to talk about this note a little bit. If someone gave Maiser Rishon while he was in a state of Shibalon, Shmoy Toivloy, the Trumas Maiser. We said that even though when Tfu is in a state of Shibalon, it's not Chayv and Trumas or Maiser's Midday Raisa, but if you give Maiser Rishon, the Shem Maiser Rishon creates a tevel, and now you chayv and chumas meiser midei raisa. My time, my Rava said, "Hol v'yotze all of Shem meiser." Again, being that it's called meiser, that's enough for it to be chayv chumas meiser. Amar Rav Shem ben Lakish, meiser rishon shekdim b'shibalin. If somebody gave meiser rishon while it was in a state of shibalin, potter ben chumah gedayla. So if you didn't give chumah gedayla, you gave meiser rishon before you were chayv and chumah gedayla. So the halach is you're going to be potter from chumah gedayla. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Vari moisem mimenu trumas Hashem, meiser mina meiser. Meiser mina meiser, amarti lecho, you have to give meiser mina meiser. Meaning, when the lady receives the meiser, he has to give trumas meiser. Veloi truma gedoilo, vitrumas meiser mina meiser. So you have to give one meiser mina meiser, but not two meiser mina meisers. You don't have to give truma gedoilo and trumas meiser min ha meiser. So if someone gives meiser rishon to a levi, he wasn't mafresh truma gedoilo. The levi, you would think maybe he should have to give Truma Gedolah from the Maaser Rishon that he got. Truma's Maaser Adi has to get. But you would think maybe he also has to give Truma Gedolah. Kamashwa, he doesn't have to. Now that's Pashut that the Yisrael has to give Truma Gedolah from whatever he has left over. But pro rata from whatever he gave the Levi, 10%, that 10% he's Pater from, he doesn't have to give any Truma Gedolah. Maybe the Levi should have to. We have a Pasuk that says you give Maaser Min HaMaaser, one meiser from meiser, not two meisers mena meiser, or not truma and meiser mena meiser. So our papa told Abaye, if that's the case, I feel like k'tima b'kri nami, then that should be true, even if you didn't give the meiser rishon before the truma gedoyla in the state of shibalim, even if you did it after it was already heaped in the pile, meaning after you did all the malachas with it. Even that, why are we saying only if you were k'tima b'shibal? B'shalim, if it's a svara, okay. But it's not that from a pasuk. Kfari meiser mimenu truma sasha meiser mena meiser, meiser mena meiser amarti. So if you have a pasuk, you have a makar in the Torah to tell me that you never give truma gedolah from meiser rishon, then it should be true even if you were mafresh it pekri. And it doesn't sound like that, because it sounds like what Rish Lakish was saying was meiser rishon shekdima b'shibolin. Why is it shibolin? If it's a pasuk, it should always be that way. Amalei sabaya told Rapapa alecha amakra. It's regarding you, or it's regarding your kasha that the pasuk says mikol masrei seichem tarimu. It's the next call. Es kol trumas Hashem. Kol trumas Hashem means that sometimes from meiser you have to give all the trumas Hashem, not only trumas meiser, but you have to give meiser. You have to give truma gedolah. Faith Gemara. If that's the case, umar rois. Meaning you have one drasha that says vary meiser and trumas Hashem meiser and meiser 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 vlo truma meiser and meiser. And then I have another pasuk that says harimus kol trumas Hashem that you do have to give truma gedolah. So how do I know which yeah, which not? And again, what did the Gemara say? That from if you were mafreshit in the state of shibolin, then you don't have to be give the truma gedolah. If you were mafris it when it was already in the Kriya, you do. So Gemara is very posh. If it was in a Kriya, it was chayiv and truma gedolah. Once chayiv and truma gedolah, giving it to the Levi, not giving it to the Kayan, is not a way to circumvent it. However, in the state of Shibon, it was never chayiv. So it was never chayiv. So it's more mistaken that pasuk is talking about that instance. So just to come up for breath for 1 second, and that is, we had a machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda regarding someone that has Shibolin. He brought him into his house, and the purpose of bringing him to his house was to be moilulon b'mavilos. All he wants to do is rub out the kernels, and he's going to eat the kernels in that way. Now, this is the untraditional way, because usually if somebody has stalks of wheat, what he does is he threshes them, and then he makes a big pile in the field, and then he goes right there with all the sidur, the pas, and all the lamates malachas, and that's usually what happens. But this person never went down that road. He took the ears of grain, he rubbed it out. That's what his intention is in doing. So the question is, are you chayiv in trumas amaisa, or you're not chayiv in trumas amaisa? Rabbi said yechayiv. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said that you're going to. Rabbi said yechayiv because this is the gemar malacha. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said you're potter because that's not the traditional gemar malacha v'dogon, and as a result, you're going to be potter. And Abaye commented on this machlokes. He said that, notice they were arguing about shibalim, ears of grain. That's what Rabbi said chayiv, Rabbi Yehuda said potter. But if it was kidneys, which is very similar, kidneys are in a pod, just like the ears of grain are in their stalks. But at the same time, they were arguing tafka regarding grain. They weren't arguing because what would have been by kidneys? So we had two lishayinus of what would have been by kidneys. In the first lishon of the Gemara, by kidneys, everybody would agree. Even Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you bundle it and your intention is to just rub out the kidneys and eat it that way, yichayv and trumas umaisim v'deraisa. The second lishon was just the opposite. That when it comes to kidneys, everybody would agree that you would be potter. Incidentally, Tosfos speaks out on Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskul Ikeda Amri. He brings the kasha from the Sar Mikutzi that said that you never find in Shas an Ikeda Amri that's like this. Usually Ikeda Amris are the same point coming from a different angle with a different formulation and a different cheshbon. Without getting into examples of Ikeda Amri, I think today's daf was tricky enough. But that's usually the way Ikeda Amri works. Tosfos very nicely, B'lashoni Azov, describes how an Ikeda Amri usually happens. But here you have an Ikeda Amri where they're literally the antithesis of each other. Where one Lishna, everyone agrees kidneys would be chayiv in bundles. And the second Lishna, everybody agrees that kidneys would be butter in bundles. So Tosfos says this is an anomaly as far as Ikeda Amris go. But either way, these were the two lishayinus, and the discussion of the Gemara hinged upon a braisa that talks about fenugreek, which to us is rather obscure, but the bottom line is you have bundles of fenugreek, they were tevel, and now you want to eat them, so first you have to crush them, you make an assessment of how much seed is there, don't worry about the eights, and you should go ahead and you should be mafreshed, and here we seem to have a mafurish, a braisa that talks about kidneys, that's what tilson is, that's what fenugreek is, and you see it was already tevel inside the bundles. So on the one hand, maybe this is a raya that everybody holds that when it comes to kidneys yichayiv, because there's no mention of Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold that when it comes to kidneys, nobody holds yichayiv, then Hadi gives a chenetz with his braisa. So the Gemara was forced to say that maybe we're not talking about traditional tevel, but rather we're talking about where you gave it to the Levi in a state of shibalim. Then there's a halacha that the Shem Meiser creates a mitzius of tevel, and then it would be shaykh to have tevel even in a state of shibalim. Either way, zokti gemara vayter, very much may inyan le inyan, but isa inyan tnan hasam. We learned in a mission over there. So where's there? It's the fourth perek of Masechtas Maestres. Hamikalef Sa'irim. So somebody was peeling barley. So we go from wheat to fenugreek to garanim to barley. So somebody was peeling barley. Mekalif achas achas v'oichel. You can peel them one at a time and you can eat it. Now this is a Mishnah Masechtas Maestres. So it's talking about Hilchas Maestres. So usually you would have to give Maestres one at a time. It's fine. What's the reason? Reason it's considered an achilas arah. You're snacking on it. I mean that all you're doing is you're snacking on it and you were never really chayiv in Meiser, midday reiser, because you never threshed it, because it's still inside the husk. That's what you're doing. You're unpeeling it and you're eating it. So all it is an achilas aroi. It was never chayim in trumas meiser midday reiser. Therefore, it's going to be okay. Vim kol v'nasal teichi adai. If, however, you took a lot and you put it into your hand, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Amar Rabbi Lazar commented on this Mishnah, and he said, v'chein l'shabbos, the same is going to be true on Shabbos. Shabbos, the same thing. Shabbos, if you want to be mekalif se'orim one at a time, that's fine. But if you're going to do a bunch, put it in your hand and then eat it, that's not going to be okay. What would be the problem doing it on Shabbos? Dush. It'd be dush. So if you do one at a time, it's fine. If you do a lot, then it's going to already be a problem. One at a time is going to be fine. Why? Because it's a shinoi. It's very unusual to do it that way. So therefore, it's going to be mutter. If you do a lot, at that point, it's going to be a problem. Presumably, midrabanan, because over there, it could be, Rashi says it's a told of dosh, maybe it would be even midday raisa, but the point is, it's for sure going to be a problem. Is that true? On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to take a whole bunch of barleys and put them into your hand and eat them in one shot. Rav, Mekalfele Deviso Kasi Kasi, Rav's wife, used to make for Rav cup cups full. Reb Chiya mekalfel the visu kasi kasi. Reb Chiya's wife used to do the same thing. So you see, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. And Rav and Reb Chiya's Rebbetzins used to do this. So obviously, this is something you're allowed to do. Eliyitma say fitness. You have to say when Rabbi Elazar said v'chein lin yishavas, he was commenting on the seif of that mishnah. We just mentioned the reish of that mishnah, but that mishnah happens to also have a seifa. And Rav's comment wasn't on the reish, no, rather was on the seifa. What did the seifa say? Amoyla malilo shalchitin. If someone was moyla malilo shalchitin, this is very much our sugyo. So somebody was rubbing chitin minafeach al yad va'oichel, and now you have the chef and all the psoilus that you don't want to eat mixed together with the oichel. So you want to unwind it. So what could you do? So what you should do is you can move it from one hand to the other hand, and by doing that, the psoilus is going to separate. That's a kosher way of doing biter, and that's something you're allowed to do. V'nofach, v'nosan, l'toy chekoy, chayiv, it's going to be chayiv. Now, just to be clear, mistake. The Mishnah is talking about Maisers, right? We're not talking about Shabbos. Again, it's a Mishnah Masechtas Maisers. So it's talking about someone that was moilu melilu ischitin, and now he wants to get rid of the psoilus. Nothing to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov. You just want to get rid of it. So the halach is, if you're minafeach miyad al yad, then you could be oichel, you could eat it without being mafeshum as a maestros. The reason is because it's considered an achilas aroi, and if it's considered achilas aroi, so it's something you're allowed to do. However, the nafach, the nosan l'toy chekoy chayev. If, however, you fanned it and then you put it into your lap, Rashi describes that you put it into the shule begod of shekoyrim pants, Rashi says. But either way, so if that's what you do, so in that case already, it's considered an achilas kva. And therefore, chayiv can be chayiv and maisis. On that, Omar Rabbi was of a chayin l'shabbos. He said the same as we wrote regarding Shabbos. What do you mean Shabbos? Not dosh. Byr. There's a byr component over here because you're separating the oichem and the psoilus. So if you do it miyad liyad, it's not a problem. If, however, you put it into chaykoi, and that's the way you do it, there's going to be an issue. Maska for Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel. So Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel asked the kasha. Again, so what happened? We have a reish and a seif in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about someone that's snacking on food without being mafresh meiser, which the halach is you're allowed to do. As long as achilas are right, it's fine. If the minute it becomes an achilas kva, so at that point, it's already going to be an issue. The reish was talking about where you're peeling the seirim one at a time. That's an achilas aroi. A bunch at a time is an achilas kva. The seif of the Mishnah was talking about where you are moilo melilo shalchitin, you're not peeling siren, you're being moilo melilo shalchitin, but you have to separate the psoilus, so you're separating it from moving from hand to hand, or versus separating by putting it in your lap. If you put it in your lap, it's an achilas kva, hand to hand, that's going to be fine. Rabbi Elazar said v'chein l'shabbos. Initially, we thought he said v'chein l'shabbos on the first part of the Mishnah. We said no, he meant v'chein l'shabbos on the second part of the Mishnah. And really, both parts of the Mishnah seem to have Shabbos components. The phrase of the Mishnah is a dosh situation, the safe of the Mishnah is a bayir situation, but Rabbi Elazar's v'chein the Shabbos was only on the Sefer Zokta Gemara, not on the Reish. How do you know it was not on the Reish? Because Rav and Reb Chiya's Rebbetzins, they used to do this, so obviously it's not a problem. Maskel, the Rav Abba Bar Mamu, so Rav Abba asked the Kach, Reish, the Maestro, in the Shabbos, Loi, does it make sense? Does it make sense to tell me that if you go ahead and you peel a whole bunch of Seirim at once, it's considered a Melacha, that now you're Chayav and Meister as it relates to Meisner, but it's not considered a melacha as it relates to Shabbos. Is it possible that Shabbos li have a gemar melacha, the Meisner have a gemar melacha? Is that possible that for Shabbos it's not a gemar melacha and for Meisner it is a gemar melacha? So why is it something that would be kaveya for Meisner, but it wouldn't be considered a melacha for Shabbos? Maskel Rav Sheshes Brei Ravidi. So Rav Sheshes Brei Ravidi asked back. He said, "Veloy." Is that true? That not? Vagarnon lemeiser. Think about the whole bunch of things that are considered gemar malacha for meiser, and you'll see they have no relevance to malach on Shabbat. Time we learned in the Mishnah. And this Mishnah is in the first parak of Masechtas Maaser. Is ezo garnon lemeiser. So what's the definition of gemar malach as it relates to meiser? Hakishuin, cucumbers, vadiluin, and pumpkins. Mishayefaksu. So mishayefaksu means that a cucumber, when it grows, it has a flower, a blossom that's on it. So when that comes off, that's considered the gemar melacha. When we take it off, right? When you buy the cucumbers in the store, it doesn't look that way. So when it comes off, that's the gemar melacha. Vishnoloi piksu. Let's say it didn't come off. Mishayamid arema. If you make a bundle of it, that's v'tanan gabi b'tzal. Same is true for onions. Mishayamid arema. If you make a bundle, so Gemara says ilu gabi Shabbos. Hamadas arema potter. Wait, you now make bundles on Shabbos? That's not one of the lametas melachas. Elamai yislachamim. What do you have to say? Melachas mach Shabbos asur. That is a very specific definition of what's considered malacha, Leon Shabbos. Leon Shabbos, a malacha has to be malachas machshavas. says something that professionals do. So therefore, could be peeling a whole bunch of barleys is not considered a malachas machshavas, even though it isn't considered a malacha that you'd be chayiv and meisters when it comes to a barley, but as relates to the Shabbos, it wouldn't be considered a malacha. Ketzad moilo. So we're going back now to the beginning of the daf. The daf began with Rava's statement that Rava said that you're allowed to be moilo melilo yisan yantif. He spoke out what the chiddush was, but you're allowed to. The Gemara assumes that if you're going to be moilo, you're going to have to use a shinoi. I mean, even though Rava allows you to do it, based on what we spoke about in the beginning of the daf, but there has to be some shinoi. So what's the shinoi? Abaye Meshmeder of Yosef Amar, chada chada. You use one hand, and not just that, two fingers. So you put it between two of your fingers. Rashi says, ben goydel etzba, between your thumb and another finger, and that's the way you're supposed to do it. You can even use three fingers if you want. The thumb and pick two other fingers. Rava Amar, Rava said, kimi demashani, being that you're using a shinoi, and the shinoi is because you're only using one hand. Afilu kol da'akulu nami, doesn't matter how many fingers you use. As long as it's one hand, it's going to be fine. Ketza minafer. What about being minafer? That's also referring to the beginning of the daf, when we saw that if someone's moilo melilo is on Erev Yontif, according to Ravi, even on Yontif, so if you want to separate, you can separate it going from hand to hand, right? There's difference in Shabbos and Yontif, but hand to hand you for sure could do. So again, we're assuming that when you're menafech from hand to hand, you have to be sensitive to how you do it. So how are you supposed to do it? Amar Avada Barahava, Amar Rav, menafech mikishri etzba'oisav ulamayla. You don't hold it in the palm of your hand. You hold it in the tips of your hand. Kishri etzba, like by the knuckles. Rashi v'loy bekap, not in the palm. That's the point. They made a galacht of this. They said, "Kim in the Meshani." I feel about Guli Yada Nami. What? There's a problem if you use your whole hand. The whole point is, this is not the real way to do Bayer. And being that this is a Shini, that's Elam Rabbalazas said, "Menafech v'yada yachas." If you want, you can use one hand. You could do it even with the Gansa Ganskite, and that alone is going to be enough.